So the process then of forming a nice coloured smog like this is we need our NOx, VOCs and sunlight. So it's going to happen during the daylight hours. You can see this plot is looking at the diurnal variation in pollutants. So at the start of the day in peak hour then, we get our peak traffic volumes, major hydrocarbon emissions. Subsequent to that, we get sufficient photons coming in to initiate the photochemical reactions. So the photochemical reactions then will be using the hydrocarbons, we'll be using the, in this case here we've got a plot for NO2 in this graph here. We've got a plot for nitric oxide here. So this one is matching with our VOCs, initiating the reaction. Subsequent to that, we get NO2 being formed. And then subsequent to that, we'll end up with our peak concentrations of our aldehydes, such as PAN, and our ozone here. So it's later on in the day, after lunch, that the smog conditions invariably are the worst, because it's actually taken some time for these things to cook up in the atmosphere and form a high concentration of the secondary pollutant. Okay, so that's a pretty typical process that I need you to be comfortable with, the actual formation of a photochemical smog.